The McHugh Creek fire was reported Sunday, about 3/4 of a mile from the Trailhead parking lot at mile 111 of the Seward Highway. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. Officials with the Alaska Division of Forestry say that fire retardant dumps will continue today, as will work to clear a line of brush and trees along the fire's perimeter. So far, the fire hasn't resulted in a closure of the highway, though traffic has slowed as drivers watch the helicopters and smoke. On the Kenai Peninsula, this fire season, from April through August, has been relatively mild, says Dan Gavoni, head of fire prevention with forestry for the Kenai Kodiak area, though there have been about 85 fires on the peninsula this spring and summer. The largest was less than an acre, he says. We're not out of the woods yet, though.
The potential is still there for us to get a larger size fire. We're not completely done yet, especially with the warm weather and everything else that's set in.
Forestry issued a burn permit suspension as of 8 a.m. Monday. That affects larger yard clearing activities, but not recreational fires.
Burn barrels, brush and debris piles, and lawn grass. It does not impact campfires. It does not impact fish smokers or commercially made cooking appliances, you know, like camp stoves and Coleman stoves and jet boils and things like that.
Be sure to check fire rules in communities as well. Gavoni says that Kenai Peninsula residents have been good about burning safely this year. He attributes the lack of large wildfires on the peninsula so far this season in large part to safe behavior.
The residents in general on the peninsula are more aware of fire itself and what it's capable of doing. Between Funny River and Card Street, it brought to light the impact that large-scale fires can have on a community. And I think they've just been more cautious.
Forestry has also stepped up its educational campaign this year, installing 6 new fire danger signs along peninsula roadways, with one more to go in at the Kenai Municipal Airport. There's been more dissemination of information as well.
We went through and worked with a number of stores and vendors from Sterling all the way through to Homer and out onto East End Road, and have been putting burn permits and firewise information and campfire safety information in a number of locations.
On a larger scale, forestry, the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, and other agencies have been working together on wildfire mitigation projects, like creating fire breaks in strategic areas. Gavoni hopes that these efforts, with continued caution by the public, will keep the peninsula fire-free for the rest of the season.
The residents of the peninsula have been doing an excellent job this season of being fire-wise, being fire-safe. And, you know, as long as folks are safe with fire and they keep it under control and they make sure when they're done that it's completely out, you know, not just warm, but I mean completely out, cold to the touch, hopefully we should be able to survive the season with minimal impacts.
For more information on the burn permit suspension, call the Forestry Information Line at 907-260-4369. For KBBI, I'm Jenny Nyman.